China's declining marriage and birth rates have become a concern for the Chinese Communist Party, which is now encouraging young men and women to marry and have children. The pressure to marry and have children is felt not only from parents but also from the government. However, many young Chinese are turning away from traditional choices due to a slowing economy, rising unemployment, and changing societal expectations. The party's attempts to incentivize marriage and childbearing, such as offering rewards for young brides or imposing cooling-off periods for couples seeking separation, have been met with criticism and resistance. Experts argue that the predominantly male Chinese leadership fails to understand the motivations behind these choices, particularly for women. The party's efforts are seen as out of touch and superficial, and the officials themselves are often seen as not experiencing the same pressures. The singles population in China is divided into two groups, urban women and rural men. Rural men face economic expectations, such as high bride prices and the need for a secure job, while urban women struggle with societal expectations and the widening gap between their views on marriage and those of society. Urban women, in particular, feel that they have more options now and that having children is no longer a mandatory task. They also note the unequal expectations placed on women and men in relationships, with women feeling burdened by the unequal division of household chores and parenting responsibilities. The party, however, has not addressed these issues in its campaigns to promote marriage and childbearing. Young Chinese are expressing their resistance to societal and government pressures, with many feeling that they are the last generation to face these expectations. The declining marriage and birth rates in China reflect a shift in societal values and priorities, with young people prioritizing personal fulfillment and individual choices over traditional expectations.